For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. For most kids in Michigan, there's still plenty of summer left before the school bell rings. Public school students generally return in about 5 weeks. But for at least two schools in mid-Michigan, the first day comes next week. Some districts are experimenting with balanced calendars. It's an effort to reduce summer learning loss by redistributing the days of the school year. I spoke with a mid-Michigan superintendent who's also a national expert on this academic innovation. In late July, you can hear the sound of summer echoing through playgrounds and parks. For most kids, back to school is in the back of their minds. After all, there's a lot of fun left to be had. Officially, Michigan's public schools still begin after Labor Day, though in recent years, some districts have opted to resume classes by the last week in August. For generations, Americans have relished the traditional 3-month break between school years. But for a growing number of students, summer is getting shorter.
Times have changed.
David Hornack wears two hats. He's the superintendent of the Holt Public Schools, and he's also the executive director of the National Association for Year-Round Education. Hornack is a champion of what's known as a balanced calendar. The summer break only lasts half as long. There are shorter periods of instruction, each lasting about 45 days. The schedule is interspersed with two vacation weeks in the fall, winter, and spring. In Holt, two elementary schools, Horizon and Sycamore, follow a balanced calendar. Kelly Flaminio sent her two children to Horizon, and she says it reaped economic and academic benefits. Rather than covering 3 months of summer childcare, Flaminio says she could spread out those costs over the school year. She says the balanced calendar also fit her son's special education needs.
He very much needs that structure, so having that shorter summer kind of helped with that aspect of things. Also, it's awesome for vacations because we can go on vacation on off times, so that's another added perk.
Horizon is entering its 24th year on the balanced calendar. Superintendent David Hornack says it's curtailed a situation all teachers face, helping students recover skills once mastered by May that have slipped by September.
The research says that those who are serving students on the traditional calendar spend 20 to 40 days reteaching. And we know that our balanced calendar faculty spend a day or two reviewing the curriculum from the year prior. They do a little behavior review, and then they're good to go.
While that may sound good, balanced calendar schools have their skeptics.
I'm a little surprised to hear that it would take 30 to 40 days of review to get children back to where they were.
Paul Von Hippel has done a lot of study on the summer slide. He's a sociologist with the LBJ School of Public Affairs at the University of Texas, Austin. He's found younger students maintain pretty well.
The average child actually does not lose ground over the summer, at least in the elementary years. They tend to go sideways or even improve a little bit, although certainly more slowly than they do during the school year.
In Holt, Hornack tried an experiment. During the last week of school, he gave both his balanced and traditional calendar students a standardized math pretest. He says he chose math because research shows that's the subject most impacted by summer slide. Then he administered a post-test during their first week back.
And the results were dramatic. My balanced calendar students certainly did better on the post-test than their counterparts did. I could then make the case that they retained more mathematical information.
Those findings seem to justify Von Hippel's point about minimal learning loss in the elementary grades. However, he says don't expect balanced calendar schools to deliver huge gains in test scores. He studied about 1,000 schools in California and North Carolina that switched from a traditional to a balanced calendar. Von Hippel says the results have not been inspiring.
Typically, average test scores do not go up. Test scores don't go up for disadvantaged students, children on free lunch, for example, who are most vulnerable to summer learning loss. And my own research shows that although students do, of course, learn more during the summer because they're in school for part of the summer, they learn less during the rest of the year.
The balanced calendar debate continues in Michigan. Districts including Grand Ledge are gathering public input and weighing their options. In the meantime, teachers at Horizon and Sycamore Elementary in Holt will soon find out how much their students have retained this summer. Their school year begins August 1st. In East Lansing, Kevin Lavery, WKAR News.